Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the January 27th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is number 3, changes in the meeting agenda. For the first time in a long time, there are no changes in the meeting agenda. Number 4, student and staff recognition. Ms. Pettisic?
We are very pleased this evening to be able to honor some of our students and staff, and we're going to begin with Ms. Catherine White from Mount Elementary School.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Tonight I am here to celebrate one of my awesome little Mounties, Madison Esposito. Madison is a fourth grader at Mount who was featured on the December cover of Scholastic magazine. Imagine our shock when we saw that our very own little Maddie was on the cover. Using math, science, and technology, Maddie made an exact replica of herself using a 3D printer. This was quite an accomplishment and took a very long time to complete, with a lot of bumps along the way, according to Mom. Although this accomplishment in itself was huge, it's not the process of making the replica that I, as the principal, am most proud of. Having Maddie on the cover of Scholastic magazine, I am certain that she has served as an inspiration for girls across our nation. In a male-dominated field of math, science, and technology, Maddie has shown, as a fourth grader, that not only is there room for girls in this field, there is a need for it, and girls shouldn't be afraid to jump in head first. Maddie, thank you so much for representing our district in such a tremendous way and for inspiring girls across our country. We need more Maddies in this world, and I'm so glad you made an extra, even if it's just a mini Maddie. Congratulations, Maddie.
Maddie, we are very proud of you. You did a wonderful job. Okay.
I think maybe you should have one made for the of the superintendent of schools.
Uh-huh. thank you, Maddie. Big round of applause for Maddie. I'd now like to introduce Mr. Biscari and Ms. Messina from Minnesaukee Elementary School. Dr. Biscari.
Thank you. First, Maddie, that shirt is great, too, that Make Today Awesome. So I saw that. I need one of those. I think we all do sometimes. We're here this evening, Ms. Messina and myself, to celebrate the accomplishments of our fabulous social worker. For those of you who don't know Mrs. Leah Woodruff, she's a social worker at Minnesaukee, and she is an outstanding professional. She is the type of person that goes out of her way for not just the students in our building, but the larger community, and she's frequently looking out for the best interests of the staff as well. I consider her a colleague and a friend, and any time that she sees that there's someone in need and she's very perceptive, she immediately drops what she's doing and heads to that person, whether it be a child in need, whether it be a community member in need, which she maintains the utmost confidentiality in those cases, or a staff member. She's a very young but maternal figure at Minnesaukee, and we appreciate her efforts and all that she does. Specifically, we're here tonight to introduce Lisa Rodesco, who is a human resource manager for Fire Research Corporation, which is a division of Safe Fleet. They are the sponsors of the School Bus Fleet Anti-Bullying Grant. She's here to tell us about the grant that our social worker, Mrs. Leah Woodruff, received this year. Lisa is also a member of the Three Village community, whose daughter is a graduate of our district. So we'd like to call up Ms. Lisa Rodesco and Mrs. Leah Woodruff to explain a little bit more about the grant.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here today as a representative of Fire Research, which is a division of Safe Fleet, and we are partnering with the United Against Bullying program. This program, really, the goal is to offer schools opportunities to receive resources and funding to support their initiatives against bullying and empower young people to stand up against the abusive behavior. In 2015, Safe Fleet, which is our parent company, offered $50,000 in grant money to put toward anti-bullying campaigns. We had 65 school districts across the U.S. and Canada apply for these grants, and 15 of those school districts were chosen to receive money from the grants. This was used to start their own or enhance their current anti-bullying program. We're so happy that Leah Woodruff was one of those participants who applied for the grant, and she was one of the 15 chosen to receive the grant. So while Leah indicated through their STARS program that they have at Minnesaukee Elementary, they've seen a decrease in behavior referrals to the main office, and the majority of the behavior infractions do continue to occur on the school buses. So this grant money that we are happy to present Leah with today will help the school work with the bus drivers and students to implement a reward system on the bus to catch the students shining like stars and promote good character. So Leah, congratulations. It's been a pleasure to work with you on this. Also, we are offering a $55,000 grant in 2016, so I certainly encourage other schools in the district to apply and be able to utilize those funds to promote anti-bullying. Thank you.
yeah, I can hear that. Okay. Can everybody hear me? Okay. All right. I'm going to go forward while Kevin checks out the alarm over there. During what was to be a 3-day weekend and was during, you can't hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, great. So when we had the Martin Luther King 3-day weekend, it was supposed to be a nice, relaxing weekend for our district. Unfortunately, that Saturday evening, a little after 10 o'clock, it was discovered that there was a major flood at Ward Melville High School. Fortuitously, one of our evening patrol had gone into the building to use the restroom and discovered the flood. Had that not happened, the damage probably would have been far more significant, but it was a significant damage to the dean's office and to the main office. There was loss of equipment, loss of furniture, personal belongings, the walls. I mean, it really was quite a mess. Upon hearing that, Dr. Alan Baum and his staff, many members of his staff, came to the building and worked throughout the night into the wee hours of the morning, came back on Sunday, continued to work throughout the day, and came back on Monday. I had visited the building on Sunday and could not believe the amount of damage that I had seen, which they said was a cleanup from the previous evening. On Tuesday, when I visited the school in the morning, you would never have known that anything had happened. The students came in, and the faculty came in, and those that had no awareness of what had occurred would not have known the work of all these people. They went way above and beyond what would have been expected of anybody. And so we want to honor them and acknowledge them for all of their efforts this evening.
Thank you.
Last but certainly not least, as you know, we have an amazing Board of Education, and we're very, very fortunate to work with these individuals. The New York State School Boards Association also recognizes their volunteerism and their commitment to the community. And throughout each year, based on the number of points that are given for participation in NISBA activities, Board of Education member is awarded a certificate. And so we have three board members that we'd like to acknowledge that in sharing NISBA's recognition of their achievement. Board Achievement Award Level 1 would go to Ms. Inger Germano. Board Excellence Award Level 2 is given to Ms. Diana Bavlinka. And to our board president, Mr. William Connors, Board Mastery Award Level 3, and you also get a portfolio here, so congratulations.
Thank you. Public participation session. This can last as long as 30 minutes, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, I'd like to turn to item 6, the minutes of our January 13th, 2016 meeting. Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning now to our reports, our student representative report.
Tomorrow is the senior prom fashion show at Lombardi's on the Sound, where seniors will be modeling tuxes and gowns donated by local shops in the community, and all the money raised will be going to senior scholarships at the end of the year. Also, next Thursday and Friday is the Players Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. The whole show is written by a student who's a senior. It's always hilarious, and I definitely recommend going. In terms of sports, last week, four girls on the winter track team earned a bid to the Millrose Games for their 4x4 relay. The Millrose Games is an indoor track meet at the Armory in New York City, and it's for professional athletes, and only a select group of high school runners and relay teams are allowed to go. I've been told by the people on the track team that it's very competitive, and it's one of the most prestigious indoor track meets in the United States. Also, the boys' fencing team has a 137-match winning streak, and they're going strong, so that's an incredible accomplishment for them.
Good. Thank you very much. Our major report this evening will be our English as a New Language program here in the Three Village School District. I'd ask Mr. Scanlon to please make the introductions.
Yes, this evening we have Mrs. Carrie Galini, who is our junior high school chair for foreign language and also the coordinator for English as a New Language, which is the former ESL.
Good evening. Little fan group out there. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this evening regarding our ENL program. I'd like to introduce our ENL teachers. We have Ms. Gail Dawkins, Mrs. Erin Brucey, Mrs. L.J. Raspler, and unfortunately, Mrs. Monica Aston could not be here. Her daughter's having surgery. And Mrs. Stacy Russo texted me at 7:20 and was still at the high school with one of our L's taking the English Regents. So she apologized for not being here. I'd like to begin with a few acronyms. ENL, which was formerly known as ESL, stands for English as a New Language. It is an instructional program which provides students whose primary language is not English with the support they need to be successful in the classroom. L is the term used, or the acronym used, to refer to the student in the ENL program. And NISA-SLAT is the New York State's English as a Second Language Achievement Test. This test is administered every spring to evaluate the student's level of English proficiency. The curriculum for the ENL program varies greatly. Our ENL teachers must differentiate their instruction based on student needs, grade level, and proficiency level. The proficiency levels are entering, emerging, transitioning, expanding, and commanding. Depending on the student's proficiency level, he or she is placed in an integrated ENL and standalone ENL classes. For our Ls enrolled in grades K through 8, if it's determined that they are at the entering level, they must receive 2 units of study per week, which is the equivalent of 360 minutes. Students classified as emerging continue with the same amount of instruction time, and it's when they reach the level of transitioning that level of instruction is decreased to 1 unit of study per week, which is the equivalent of 180 minutes. And the expanding level also receives 180 minutes of instruction. Students who achieve commanding, which was once referred to as proficient, and in the past those students would exit the ENL program, now must receive an additional 2 years of service. For the Ls enrolled in grades 9 through 12, those students classified as entering actually receive more time than they do on the elementary level. They receive 3 units of study per week, which is the equivalent of 540 minutes a week. That instruction time is decreased at the emerging level to 360, again decreased once they achieve transitioning the level of English proficiency to 180, and again at expanding they would receive 180 minutes of instruction. As with the K through 8 Ls, the 9 through 12 also must continue their services for 2 additional years once they reach the level of English proficiency of commanding. The standalone ENL class uses the SIOP model, which is the Sheltered Instruction Observational Protocol, which basically designs the lessons with a language and content objective to help students develop the skill and knowledge for high-level students' achievement in the non-ENL content classroom. Integrated ENL is grade-level English instruction by either a certified English and ENL teacher or using the co-teaching model. Here, this bar graph represents the total number of Ls in our ENL program as of December 2015. Since this chart has been created, we have 7 new entrants in the program. We have over 10 languages representative in the ENL program. The most widely spoken language, home language, is Spanish, followed by Chinese and Korean. Here, this bar graph represents the increase from the school years 2013-14 to 2014-15. And I would like to also point out, if you take notice of the students in the school year 2013-14 at the entering level, how they progressed to emerging, and even more students progressed to the level of transitioning, which I attribute to the hard work and dedication of our ENL teachers, because that is no small feat for a child coming in at the entering level. We're very fortunate in Three Village to have the resources that we have available to us. The ENL teachers do use a textbook series, Keystone. However, as I mentioned earlier, they need to differentiate their instruction and utilize as many resources as possible. They use quite a few different computer programs, and this year with Title III grant monies, we purchased Chromebooks for our Ls, which will be very helpful to them. The support that the ENL department has received from district office, especially Mrs. Petisich, has been overwhelming. The ENL teachers and myself have attended several workshops offered through BOCES and the Long Island Teachers Institute. We also had the opportunity to invite a professor from Molloy College to provide our ENL teachers, as well as the mainstream teachers with training during our superintendent's conference day in November. We started our school year with a parent orientation. Actually, a couple of days before the school year started, we had our L's and their families to Nessakeg for an orientation. We thought it was especially important this year because the location of the ENL program moved from Mound to Nessakeg. So the L's and their families came and had a tour of the building. We assisted the families with the necessary paperwork that they receive at the beginning of the year. And it was a good opportunity for the families to meet, network, and support each other. This year, we are very fortunate to run a homework club at Nessakeg, Gelinas, and Ward Melville. All three clubs are very well attended, so much that we have solicited the help of our National Honor Society members to come assist the ENL teachers after school with the students. I happened to stop by the other day with my daughter to help out, and I walked into Nessakeg with 25 students. 18 of them had their hands raised. I need help. I need help. So it's very overwhelming, but very well attended and obviously needed. So I'm very excited about that for the students. We've designed parent workshops to assist them to become active participants in the education for their children. This fall, we had the help of the Director of Technology to provide training for the L's and their families to navigate the Three Village websites, create email accounts so that they can more effectively communicate more effectively with the children's teachers, and to utilize the parent portal to monitor the progress of their child. We're hoping to host another parent workshop in the spring for Pathways to Graduation. Our long-term goals, first and foremost, is to effectively transition our L's in the school environment and coursework. We would like to foster the relationship between home and school community for the L's. Increase collaboration among the mainstream and ENL teachers by continuing the professional development to support them, and to increase cultural and linguistic awareness. And I would like to take this time to invite you all to one of our ENL events, Dinner Around the World, which will be held April 7th at 6 p.m. in the Murphy Cafeteria. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Does anyone have any questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Kara?
Yeah.
You've got homework clubs running at Nessakeg, Gelinas, and Ward Melville. Why not Murphy?
Because the it's centrally located at Gelinas. We don't. The L ENL program is at Gelinas. So if you are an L, you go to Gelinas.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Out of curiosity, do you find that the students who are in this program, do they come in for a year or two, or do they tend to move in? And
the population is transient.
It's transient.
Yes. A lot of them are children of the professors that come over for a year or two, then they're gone.
I gotcha. So. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And in terms of the parent participation component, how well attended has that been, and are the parents becoming more actively involved?
They are becoming more actively involved, and I think that's a lot due to the teachers reaching out to them. They were hesitant in the beginning. I think it also helps that some of the ENL teachers and myself speak Spanish, so that being that they're our largest population, I think they feel a little bit more comfortable now coming and receiving the assistance.
Good.
So it's been helpful.
Anyone else? Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I really want to thank Ms. Scalini and the ENL teachers. I particularly want to say something about Ms. Scalini. This is the first year she's doing the program. For many years in a previous role, I was responsible for the supervision of the program. And I have to tell you that she has exceeded any expectation that I would have had and has done an outstanding job. I believe that the ENL teachers would completely agree. And our ENL teachers are some of the most talented giving individuals I have ever worked with, and so these students are in the best of hands. So thank you all for what you're doing for our students.
Thank you. Turning to item 8, items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to be discussed this evening? Okay. Turning to 9, items for board action. There's no objection. I'd like to handle items D through I together. The claims auditor report for November, the district treasurer's report, financial report, extra activities treasurer's report, transfer of funds, and the approval of the budgetary transfers. Dr. Kerman, Mr. Kornreich, any discussion on these? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the acceptance of donations.
We have a few donations. The first is a exercise machine donated by Setauket Tennis and Made to Move Fitness to the Ward Melville High School Fitness Center. We have a $200 donation from Hofstra University for Ward Melville High School's participation in the essay contest. A grant donation from the Nassau-Suffolk Autism Society awarded to one of our ABA teachers, Janine Pelkowski, to purchase some items for the ABA program. And a check in the amount of $500 from the Minnesota PTA to be used for some of the school clubs.
Okay, may I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Mendelson? Second. Mr. Mano? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, the declaration of surplus equipment.
We have some items, a few different locations, but mostly coming from Mount Elementary School. They were cleaning out their garage, and we have some items that are non-operable condition.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Mendelson, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to L, the approval of licensing and maintenance agreement with Educational Data Services.
Each year, we contract with Educational Data Services. They're a company that goes out to puts out bids for various supplies and materials, things that we use, and so this is an extension of that. We look for all different ways, different contracts, whether it be state contracts, BOCES contracts, county contracts, and this is another place for us to look to try to save money on our purchases.
What I like about this, too, Jeff, is the agreement guarantees the savings derived from participation to be greater than the fee associated with the service. So you
correct.
Can't
and
go
we've
wrong
been
with
using
that.
Them a number of years, and it's excellent service.
Yes, on the motion. Ms. Mendelson, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to M, the approval of a health and welfare services contract.
This is a contract between us and the Middle Country School District for several Three Village resident students that are attending a private school located in Middle Country for the cost of their health services.
May I have a motion, please, on that? Ms. Germano, second. Ms. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention?
Yeah.
Okay, one abstention. Okay, thank you. Turning to N, the approval of contract with outside service provider for educational services.
This amendment is with a healthcare agency that we use to incorporate anytime we need a contracted nurse to accompany a student on a field trip.
May I have a motion? Ms. Mendelson, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to O, the approval of amendment to contract with an outside service provider for special educational services. Jeff, we did N and O.
Which was
It's the same.
Oh, I'm sorry. The last one that we did was for tutoring services. Yeah. This is the healthcare one for the nursing on the field trip. Sorry about that.
Okay, fine. Ms. Gish, Ms. Mendelson, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to P, the approval of amended memorandum of agreement between the Three Village Central School District and the United Public School Employees Union. Ms. Mendelson, Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to the to personnel matters, instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Ms. Mendelson, Ms. Gish, anything on this? Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And personnel matters non-instructional. Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And there was nothing special with either of these. Okay, fine. Turning to R, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education for the meeting date stated. Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Germano, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? One abstention. Motion carries. And turning to S, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Mr. Kornreich, second. Ms. Mendelson, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. And turning to number 10, informational items of interest. Are there any informational items this evening? I don't believe there are. And I'd like to now turn to our second public participation session. Individuals are asked to please limit their comments to 3 minutes, and we have up to 30 minutes set aside. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Germano, good evening, everyone.